I'm in Oslo in Hackney in the bar downstairs. Just watched the sound check from Salt. Sounding very good indeed. And I'm with the lead singer, John Sutcliffe. Hello, John.
Now then.
Okay, this is our first interview together, so I just want to start with a bit of history. How did the band get together?
Well, it started off with Thomas, was based in Sweden. He came to London looking for a band and, found us lot, really. So, that's kind of it, really. It's gone from there.
He had a specific game plan about what he wanted.
Yeah, he definitely had a game plan. He was looking for me, and he's lucky he found me.
I mean, we first found Sulk on Phoenix FM when your debut album came out, Graceless, and that was nearly 2 years ago, April 2013. Does it seem like it was a long time ago?
Seems like yesterday, to be honest, because we've been so busy. Like we always wanted to be a little bit quicker with the second record, but due to industry, money and all the rest, it's been a while. So I suppose time's flown for us, really, because we've been working. It might look like we haven't been doing anything, but it's been hard work trying to get things to happen, you know?
Now people are self-releasing and doing stuff on the internet. You kind of expect people to be churning out stuff all the time, but you've obviously had a busy couple of years getting ready for the next releases.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. We're not a big fan of a lot of new music. You know, I don't think there's a lot of thought gone into it. It's more about what they look like and how they present it. But for us, you know, it's all about big choruses and good tunes. And unfortunately, they take a while to write and get right, you know. It's not done overnight. We're lucky we got Thomas. You know, he's the main driving force behind the band, and then we just kind of put our thing on it afterwards. So yeah.
How was the reaction to the first release? I mean, it looked pretty positive from where I'm standing.
It's been very positive. Yeah. It's been really positive. The only people who don't like it are other bands that know we're better than them. So I think it's all you can ask for, really, isn't it? So yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
And fan-wise as well, you know, the people have really got on the back of us, you know, and helped us through. I mean, you'll see it tonight. There'll be a lot of people there. We haven't even advertised this show particularly yet. The word gets around, and I think we're doing the right thing. We're on the right path for people. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's definitely on the up. I mean, the first album, it did well in the UK. You managed to grow your fan base, and it got a Japanese release as well.
It did, yeah. It's sad, really, because it's very expensive to go to Japan at the moment. And as we did bankroll the first one, you know, it's visas and all the rest, we've kind of held off, but yeah, I think we owe Japan something to go out there and give them a good show, really, because yeah, they're very supportive.
Cool. Now your sound gets a lot of comparisons with bands like the Stone Roses and Oasis. They're bands that we both enjoyed listening to when we were younger, but are there any bands who you admire or the band admires that it doesn't really get so much of a mention that you think, yeah, that's what we're trying to do?
I wouldn't say it's what we're trying to do, but the Associates, hence the name Sulk, you know, after the Associates record. I mean, yeah, it's an 80s band, early 80s band. It's why I wear a beret, not Tim Burgess. But new bands, there's a new band that I think I actually got into them after the record happened, but it definitely connected with me because, you know, we're quite a dreamy, beautiful sound, but as a person, I'm quite an aggressive chap, you know what I mean? So I think Eagles really are the ones at the moment that there's almost... It's a spirit after the record was recorded, but the guys kind of inspired me again to sort of go, right, I'm not zipping my mouth anymore, I'm going to present it how I wanted to. So yeah, Eagles, I think, are the thing.
Oh, cool, yeah, just like it was, 10, 20 years ago. Yeah,
exactly. Right. It's become a bit of a safe industry. It's a very safe industry, there's no risks. And I think that's sad, you know. And also Sleaford Mods, they're doing really well, you know, and it's so refreshing that there's kind of an edge coming back into music. And it's not all about whose brother works at what record company or whatever. It's kind of like you say your thing and people either agree with it or they don't agree with it. And I think that's the most positive thing that's happened to music at the moment. And if that will prevail in the end, which I believe it will, and I hope that my mouth's one of them, then it will be a good thing, definitely.
Cool. This was more than a year ago, but you did a handful of shows at the end of 2013 with the Happy Mondays when they toured the anniversary of Bummed. How was that experience?
Amazing. You know, it's one of those things you dream of as a kid and never think it'd happen, you know. And obviously, with the Mondays being up and down, you know, they've been good, bad, indifferent. And it was, you know, it was a record that, you know, I loved as a kid. And to be able to do it with them and have the support of them, you know, it was a genuine thing. They asked us. It wasn't a promoter. It wasn't an agent. It was they asked us. So I think, people can say this, that, the other about what we do, but to have that kind of stamp of approval, you know, yeah, there's no questions. It's great.
Was there any shows that were particularly memorable or were they all pretty good?
Yeah, when we overrun. we got too excited, and yeah, the boys were even looking at me like, we can't do this. And it's like, no, you know what, I'm having a great time on this stage, I'm not getting off it. So yeah, that was, I think it was Liverpool. Yeah.
Does that happen a lot when you overrun?
Yeah. You get caught up in it. It's, I mean, that's the thing with Sulk. I always say I am the biggest Sulk fan, you know, and we've got some really diehard fans. We've got lads with tattoos with our name on, you know. But I'm the biggest Sulk fan. I love the music. The music we play is the music we want to listen to. And, you know, when it started and when Thomas came along, it was like no one was doing the music that we wanted to listen to. So then it's like, right, well, we've got to do it ourselves, you know. So yeah, we listen to our own record a lot. We're not ashamed of it, you know. It comes blaring out of my room most days.
I'm guessing last year you got your head down, you wrote a lot of songs, and you got a second album that you've been writing and recording. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's just literally final mixes now, and then it's tout it to the industry and see who bites, really. But I mean, we've always been a band that creates buzzes. I mean, you know, the industry uses this word buzz. And well, I think we're on the fourth buzz now, you know, so let's see what happens with the fifth one.
When do you think the fans are going to see the finished product?
Well, the fans are getting a record tonight. They're getting, everyone that's bought a ticket in advance to sort of show our appreciation, because we put this show on ourselves, we've not done it through a promoter. They're all going to get a track tonight, and hopefully they'll rip it off, put it on YouTube, put it on the thing. There's no shame, we don't care, spread the word, you know, it's... Yeah, so hopefully tonight they'll get to hear something, and then, yeah, we'll go from there.
Now, tonight is just a one-off gig, isn't it? It's not part of a tour, you're just showcasing a lot of the new material?
Yeah, it's just a complete one-off. It's kind of, again, a party for the people that like us, so, you know, it's an early show, and then we're all going to go to where we live, which is the Adam and Eve pub in Homerton, and play tunes that we all love and have a great time. So tonight's a party, it's a celebration of everything that we've gone through and where we've got to this point.
You told me this a little while ago, actually, that you live in the pub, and that's why you're having the after show in the pub, which is about 3 miles from here or something like that. So, I mean, I'm just thinking like the Monkees or something like that, or the Beatles, where they're all living together. And how does that work out for the band?
It's pretty good, because, I mean, when I say we live, there's two of us that actually properly live in the pub, and then we use the pub as our kind of office, so HQ. But no, it's great. I mean, you know, we've been through quite a bit. You know, everyone knows that we used to be in a different band called the Ruling Class or whatever, and there's history, and we've had a lot of ups and we've had a lot of downs, and now it's got to, but we're just a dysfunctional family. We're almost like, we feel like we're brothers. You know, we do argue. It's not a utopia, but all the arguments are towards good things and the passion for the band and where we want to take it. So yeah, I think we've got the formula. It's a very good formula.
I think there's going to be a lot of people jealous all the same to hear that you're living there. You got some good press for tonight's gig as well. GQ tipped you. Does that mean that everyone's going to be dressed up now?
I hope so. Are they going to bring some of the girls that are in the magazine? That'd be nice.
You never know where it could lead. Okay, so you're going to be on stage in about 3 hours' time. What is the future hold for the band? What's the immediate plans?
Immediate plans is to get that record into the industry and try and release it as quickly as possible. You know, some of our fans get a bit frustrated with us because they think we take a while with things, but it's certainly not from our side. It's a funny industry. It is a business at the end of the day, and yeah, it's to try and get it out there as quick as we can. If it was up to us, we'd have it out next week. But you know we need them. We need the marketing this time. You know, we have to play the game as close as we want to, you know.
So. Well, whenever it comes out, we're looking forward to it, and we're going to be giving it a play as soon as we hear it. John, thanks very much. I hope you enjoy the gig tonight, and we'll be there watching you. Cheers.
Yeah, hope you enjoy it, and it will be good. It's be special tonight. Thank you.